Julie Pring is a dedicated member and a representative of the Caboolture Support Group of Parkinson's Queensland. Julie joins us today to shed light on continence, a topic that affects many people living with Parkinson's, yet it is rarely talked about openly. Welcome to the microphone, Julie.
Thank you, Rosemary, and welcome to the listeners.
Now, Julie, some of the symptoms of Parkinson's that you've mentioned in the past are in areas that some people may not even feel comfortable discussing. Can you share some of these with us today?
Well, there are bowel and bladder changes, including constipation and urinary incontinence. There's sexual dysfunction, there's vivid dreams, hallucinations, and there's some of the non-motor symptoms. Mm. Last month, we had speakers on the topic of continence, and I wondered if we'd have a fewer attend the support group meeting because of the topic. However, instead, I think some may have come because the topic resonated with their experience.
Oh, well, that was good, Julie, yeah. Now, what were some of the things that were shared?
Continence issues are relatively common for all people over 50. Statistics show around 30% of those with Parkinson's have problems, but our speakers, who are two blue care nurses who work mainly on telehealth across the state, feel this is more likely to be closer than two-thirds. And because it's International Nurses Day, I'd just like to give a call out to all nurses.
Yes.
And these two were wonderful sharers and spent lots of time with us. So underestimated for both those with Parkinson's and in the general community is likely because of the sensitive nature of continence. In Parkinson's, muscles are affected, and thus the muscles that control both the bladder and the bowel are also involved.
Mm. Can you tell us some of the problems that we can be experienced?
With the bladder, urinary urgency is one thing, needing to go very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So having little warning that you need to pass urine. There's urinary frequency, so needing to go often. There's feeling like you have to pass urine more often than one would expect or hope. Usually there's only passing of small amounts at a time. There's also urine retention, not being able to completely empty the bladder, as well as nocturia, so nighttime difficulties. For ladies, child's birth can increase the risk of these problems. And for gents, an enlarged prostate can be part of the problem.
Goodness me. And Julie, you mentioned earlier constipation as a Parkinson's symptom. Can you expand on that a little for us?
It's often one of the first signs of Parkinson's and may be an issue for many years before diagnosis. But of course, Parkinson's is not the only condition where constipation can exist.
No.
It's often on reflection after diagnosis and checking a list of different symptoms that someone realises that may have been why they've struggled in this area for years. It's certainly a prevalent issue, with probably 80 to 90% of people with Parkinson's affected. The autonomic nervous system, which is responsible for regulating smooth muscle activity in the gut, is disrupted. That's the areas where we don't consciously think about what's happening. So it leads to a slowdown in the movement of food through the digestive tract. Symptoms include infrequent and difficult bowel movements, straining during bowel movements, hard or pellet-like stools, and a feeling of incomplete emptying of the bowel. An impacted bowel can also cause pressure on the bladder and then cause urinary issues. Current studies are looking more closely at the gut-brain connection in Parkinson's.
Gosh, so what help is there, Julie? Is there some?
Yes, there is definitely help. So providers like Blue Care, and I mentioned them because they were the ones who spoke to us, so those providers can undertake continence assessments either online or face-to-face. Sometimes there's medication that can solve or help solve the problem, for example, for an overactive bladder, or to help relax muscles of the bladder, or definitely you need medication if there's urinary tract infection present. Once an assessment has been completed, there are two programs which can supply or assist in cost of continence aids if the problem continues to exist.
Mm-hmm.
So these days there are many items available, and assessments will help to identify the most suitable for a person. Keeping hydrated during the day is really helpful, but perhaps not drinking after about 6 p.m. If the problem is mainly at night time. Medication to help soften the feces in the bowel reduces constipation. So no one needs to suffer alone. There is help available, and this help is sensitive and confidential.
Julie, the information that you give us each month is just so invaluable. We really, really appreciate it. To come a little bit to a nicer chat, tell us what Parkinson's Support Group is doing this month.
So in Caboolture, our meetings are on the third, or it's a Caboolture group. It's not actually in Caboolture, in the Caboolture area.
Yeah.
Our meetings are on the third Thursday of the month. That's from 11:30 until 1:30. So that's next week, the 21st of May.
Mm-hmm.
We have Services Australia local financial information officer and the aged care specialist officer who's based at Chermside, and they'll be sharing details of what we still tend to think of as Centrelink and their payments and services. We start with a cuppa, and then we have lunch prepared by volunteers in the group after the speakers.
Mm-hmm.
We look forward to seeing as many as possible at Morayfield Community Uniting Church, which is 12 to 14 Weir Road, Morayfield. It's at the back of the property behind Blue Care offices. We also continue to catch up informally at Lisa's Willow Tree Cafe from 10 on the second Thursday, so that's this week.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone interested in or with Parkinson's or atypical Parkinson's or a care partner is welcome to join us on either or both of the Thursdays in the month.
Beautiful. Now, Julie, we know quite well that to contact Parkinson's, they can certainly contact us here at the radio station. And are many people phoning you directly?
Not a great number.
No, no.
And probably I often ask people if they ring me how they've found the contact details, and it's sometimes through Parkinson's Queensland.
Yes.
Or we do have a Facebook page, although that's not the most, I'm not very social media oriented, so
okay.
That's another way.
Yeah.
And I think just generally people who Google, maybe they come across these podcasts.
Yes.
That's
lovely.
A few different ways. So.
Yes. Now, Jules, you often give us a quote or two. Have you got one or two for us today?
Yes, from the Northwest Parkinson's Foundation in America, no one should walk their Parkinson's journey alone, and there is much more possible than you know. Go and seek it out.
Very, very interesting. Julie, thank you so much for talking to us and opening up such an important conversation today. You've reminded us that this continence is an issue, both bladder and bowel, and far more common in Parkinson's than many realise. That may help is available through assessment, medication and support programs. And a reminder, as Julie said to us today, no one needs to walk Parkinson's alone. Okay. Reach out to Parkinson's Queensland on 1800 644 189, or you can visit parkinsonsqueensland.org.au. Or, as Julie said earlier, you can contact her directly, and you can do that through the Caboolture Support Group or through the radio station, Eva. If today's discussion has resonated with you, we would encourage you to seek out Julie's other podcasts here on 1015fm.com.au, where she covers the many signs, symptoms and realities of living with Parkinson's. There is always something valuable to take away from her wealth of experience and compassion. And Julie, I say that from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for what you do for our listeners. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, Rosemary.